vacation on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely, thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam and welcome to another episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio on a happy, wonderful, special day. And that is the birthday anniversary of Imam Baqir, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all Shia Muslim all around the world. Today, Thursday, is the 1st of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 14th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Shia Muslims, accept our congratulations on birthday anniversary of our dear Imam, Imam Baqir, alayhi salam. صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على وصي الأوصياء ووارث علم الأنبياء الحاضر الذاكر والخاشع الصابر معدن الحلم وباقر العلم. The splitter of knowledge, O Jabir, you will live to see my descendant Muhammad, son of Ali, son of Hussein, son of Ali, the one he is known in the original Torah as Al-Baqir, the revealer of knowledge. When you see him, deliver to him my greetings of peace. These were the words of Prophet Muhammad to the righteous companion Jabir al-Ansari. Many years later, Jabir was an old man going on a visit to see the fourth Imam Zainul Abidin. As he entered the Imam's home, he saw an intriguing young boy. Jabir began to examine the young boy, after which he said, "By the Lord of the Kaaba, I see in him the qualities of Allah's Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his family." Jabir then asked Imam Zainul Abidin about who the boy was. Imam Zainul Abidin responded, "This is my son and the commander of the affairs after me, Muhammad al-Baqir." Upon hearing these words, Jabir humbled himself before the boy, kissed him and said, "O descendant of Allah's Messenger, accept the greetings of peace from your forefather. Indeed, the Messenger of Allah sends greetings of peace to you. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Baqir, peace be upon him."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the birthday anniversary of the 15th Khalifa al-Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. First of all, it must be indicated that the 15th Khalifa al-Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam was born in the year 57 according to Hijri calendar. And in the Ashura event, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam was a boy at the age of, for example, 4, because Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam was born in the year 57 and Ashura took place in the year 61. So we find that the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam was a boy who was present in Karbala, and he was an eyewitness of all the tyrannies and atrocities of the Umayyad forces. Now we find that Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, was an exceptional and extraordinary personality. He was an infallible Imam, but at the same time, he was the personality who transcribed the whole As-Sahifa Sajjadiyya when Imam Zain al-Abidin, when his father, the fourth infallible Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin salamallahu alayhi, was issuing the supplications and prayers, later on included in a specific book called As-Sahifa Sajjadiyya. All of them were transcribed and written down by Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Being raised in the, house of Imam Zain al-Abidin salamallahu alayhi, and experiencing various political vicissitudes in Hijaz, it indicates that when Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, he reached the office and post of imamet, he knew well how to handle the whole situation. And Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam is called al-Baqir, that is the spirit of knowledge, because he was the most knowledgeable person of his lifetime, and Because at that time, the Umayyad and Marwanid hegemonies were in decline, and the Abbasids were yet to get power. So in this power shortage, shortage of political power, Imam Muhammad al-Baghir alayhi salam made the most of this opportunity to educate so many students. And in effect of this, we are happy to have received thousands of hadiths from Imam Muhammad al-Baghir alayhi salam.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate.
The fifth Imam. During Imam Zainul Abidin's lifetime, he was asked, who will be the Imam after you? Imam Zainul Abidin replied, Muhammad, my son, he will reveal and expand knowledge. Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, the fifth Immaculate Imam, was a young child during the tragedy of Ashura. The memories of his grandfather, Imam Hussein, stuck with him throughout his life. He grew up in the spirituality enlightening care of his father, Imam Zainul Abidin. The fifth Imam became known by friend and foe alike for his knowledge, piety, and virtue. Imam al-Baghir alayhi salam revealed more insight about the Islamic sciences than any other counterpart since the time of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. He paved the way for the establishment of a massive Islamic university, which would reach its peak of development during the following Imam's time. Many of Imam Baghir's contemporaries had written about his scholarly status. These prominent scholars were from different schools of thought. For instance, a notable contemporary by the name of Abdullah ibn Atta stated, I have never seen scholars in the presence of anyone seem lesser in knowledge than they did in the presence of Imam al-Baghir. Indeed, I saw Ibn Utaybah, with all of his scholarly splendor among the people, look like a boy in the presence of his teacher when he was in the presence of Imam al-Baghir. Congratulations on birthday anniversary of this great personality, Imam al-Baghir, peace be upon him.
قد سماك الرسول باقر يا ابن البتول قد سماك الرسول باقر يا ابن البتول يا حبيب قلوب المؤمنين يا حبيب قلوب المؤمنين باقر علوم الأولين والآخرين
The true Shia Imam Muhammad al-Baghir's words of wisdom can spark the light of deep reflection within us. In discussing the true meaning of being a Shia Muslim, Imam al-Baghir said the following, Does the one who claims to be of the Shia think it is enough to simply speak of loving us, Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet's family? By God, our Shia are only those who are mindful of God and obey Him. They were known only in the light of their modesty, humility, trustworthiness, abundant remembrance of Allah, fasting, praying, honoring parents, caring for neighbors, the poor, people in need, those in debt, an orphan. They were known for their truthful words, the recitation of Quran, and holding their tongues back unless it was to speak good of people. They were the trustees or entrusted by their peoples in their various affairs.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Rajab is the month of Allah, and Sha'ban is my month, and Ramadan is the month of my people, my ummah. And there are many acts which are recommended during the month of Rajab, such as fasting. Some people choose to fast the entire month of Rajab, Sha'ban, and Ramadan, which is very rewarding in itself. So Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan are favored in the eyes of Allah, and they also have very significant events which take place. The first of Rajab is the birth of Al-Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir alayhi salam. And so it begins with a great blessing. Now, who was Al-Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir? He is the fifth Imam from the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. He is the son of our fourth Imam, Al-Imam Ali ibn Hussein. He is the father of our sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far bin Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And he was the first out of the Imams to be given the name Baqir, and also his first name, Muhammad. The first to be named Muhammad after the Prophet. And this was something which came from the Prophet himself. The Prophet said that they will come from my lineage. They will come from my lineage, an Imam with my name. And this is the Imam which will reveal knowledge after it has been concealed. And so for this is where he gets his name, Al-Baqir. Al-Baqir means the one who digs up and retrieves and uncovers. And so this is why he was given the name. Because after a period where Ulum Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the knowledge and the sciences which had been put forth by the Prophet and by Amir al-Mu'mineen, after such a long time, when they were veiled, when they were covered, now came time to re-reveal that knowledge and elucidate and explain what was sent forth. And the first person to establish that was the fifth Imam, and to continue in his sunnah was his son, the sixth Imam, Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Again, we congratulate to all Muslim brother and sister on birthday anniversary of Imam Al-Baqir, peace be upon him.
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and congratulations on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him. Today is the blessed day of the start of the sacred month of Rajab. And let us hear what the fifth infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has said regarding the keys to faith. O Jabir, the first beings that God created were Muhammad and his family, the rightly guided ones and the guides. These were shadows of light, luminous bodies without spirits. They were strengthened by the Holy Spirit, or the Ruh al-Qudus, through which Muhammad and his family worshipped God. For that reason, he created them for bearing learned, endowed with filial piety and pure. They worshipped God through prayer, fasting, prostrating themselves, enumerating his names, and pronouncing Allahu Akbar, or God is great.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio.
Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations on the most auspicious day of the birthday of Imam Baqir alayhi salam to all of the Muslims of the world and to all of the seekers of knowledge and lovers of wisdom and knowledge all over the world, and especially to the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition regarding Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. This tradition has been narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it tells us a little bit about the respect that the Prophet had for Imam Baqir, who was his grandchild, and also it tells us a little bit about his virtues and why we respect him and love him so much. In this tradition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following to Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, who was one of his companions, one of his ashab. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Soon you will be seeing a man from my household. His name will be my name. Ismuhu ismi," the Prophet says. He said, "Then his name will be my name." And we know that Imam Baqir, his name was Muhammad. It's like the Prophet's name was Muhammad. Then the Holy Prophet says, his feature will resemble mine, or his characteristics will be similar to my characteristics. His virtues, his characteristics, his qualities will be similar to mine. So this is a very, in a very general fashion, the Prophet said that he will resemble me. His name will be my name. His characteristics will be my characteristics. But out of all of these characteristics, the Holy Prophet singled out one of the characteristics which manifests and really tells us a lot about Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam and about his life. The Holy Prophet said, and he will cleave the knowledge deeply, or he will open up knowledge in a very amazing fashion, in a very in an astounding manner. This is something that is a interesting characteristic and peculiar distinction of Imam Baqir. And it's well known, and history tells us that in his lifetime, he, because of the relatively peaceful political situation and era in which he lived, the Imam was able to utilize that opportunity and spread knowledge and wisdom to people, and he was able to teach people many things. And this obviously this continued in the era of his son, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the tradition of the Prophet regarding Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا. نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Okay, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, thank you so much. Welcome back. We were talking about when should we read the word Allah heavily and when should we pronounce it softly or lightly. So we said if there is a fatha, I mean any letter with fatha, and then the word Allah comes, the word Allah must be pronounced heavily. Allah, understood Mahdi?
But mim don't have any.
Allah, Allah, for example, tallah, for example, jallah, for example. Okay,
but okay, here we don't have any. Before, mim don't have any harakat.
Yeah, here, no. Nice. Yeah, we don't have here, okay? But because we have to start, we start the ayah with it, okay? We put a fatha on the top of it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And also, if, I will give you more examples, okay? And remember the rules. First, remember the rules, okay, Hadi? Okay. Fatha, a word ends with fatha, then Allah. So Allah must be pronounced heavily.
Allah.
And dhamma, if fatha is not there, okay, dhamma instead of fatha, Allah, for example. Allah.
Allah.
Oh, O, then Allah, you have to pronounce the Allah heavily. But if Kasra comes,
Illa. Illa.
No, no. Allah. I mean, you pronounce, look the way you pronounce. Allah. Allah. Mahdi?
Allah.
Allah. Why do you say Allah? Why Allah?
Sure, but we only pronounce the name softly. Never.
Yeah. Like, because of what?
Like,
because of the harakat that comes before it. What, when you start, what do you say?
Bismillah.
You don't say Bismillah. Why? Because Bismillah. Yeah. Look at the Quran. Look at this page. Look at the page. Bismillah. Look, Hadi, look. Bismillah. Then Allah, the word Allah comes. So, Mahdi, what does Mim have? Bismillah. What does Mim have? Harakat?
Kasra.
Then the word Allah comes. So when Kasra is there, then the word Allah?
Bismillah.
Okay, Bismillah.
Oh, because there is no Kasra on the last word. That's why.
Oh, no, the last letter before
Allah. See, Allah? No, like here. There's no Kasra on the last word.
It's the first word.
It is the first word of the ayah. You have, when it comes at the first.
If it is the first word.
If it is the first, you put a fatha on the top of the alif of Allah. So that's why you recited Allah heavily. Okay, Mahdi?
Alif of Allah.
So, Alhamdu. Why do you recite Surah Al-Fatiha? Alhamdu.
Lillah.
Alhamdu. Lillah. Lay has kasra. Lillah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. In this ayah, third line. Go to the third line.
The
center of the third line. Middle. Inna alladhina kafaru bi ayati. Kasra. How do you... I have to say that. Third line. Middle of third line.
Ayati.
Yeah. Bi ayati. Kasra. Then the word Allah. How should I do it?
Ayatullah.
Allah or Allah?
Allah. No. Allah.
Kasra. Kasra we have. Bi-ayatillahi.
Bi-ayatillahi.
Okay, next one, go on. Lahum adhabun shadid wa fatha, then Allah.
Wallahu.
Say it.
Wallahu.
Minha Hussein, fatha we have.
Wallah.
No,
Wallah.
Say L.
Soft one?
No, the heavy one.
Heavy.
Say L in English. L.
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 The tongue must touch the upper side of your mouth.
L.
Wallah. Heavily. With full mouth. With full mouth. Wallahu.
Wallah.
Minhal Hussein. Not this way. Wallah. Don't open. Hey, open your mouth vertically.
See? Wallah. See.
With full mouth. With full mouth.
Wallah.
No.
Wallah.
With full mouth. Full mouth.
Wallah.
Wallah.
So like this. Wallah.
Say Allah.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
So, if there is a kasra, okay, you have to pronounce it softly. Bismillah, alhamdulillah. But if you have fatha or dhamma, you have to pronounce it heavily.
So, Allah.
If there is a dhamma, we'll find the example, okay?
Allah.
Yes.
Sure,
inshallah. If we found, okay, I will tell you. So let's get back to math. Yes, we were talking about
math.
I will recite, I will read some words. You have to repeat after me, okay? 1, 2, 3. Tahadduna.
Tahadduna.
Waladdallin. Brothers and sisters, this sound, a stretched one, is called mad. Next one. As-sa-khatu.
As-sa-khatu.
Al-ha-qatu.
Al-ha-qatu.
والسماء
والسماء
كافة
كافة.
This mad is called mad lazim or necessary mad. You have to make the to make the recitation. Okay, we must stretch the sound for 6 counts, sometimes 4 counts. Understood?
And
5.
So did you learn the mad?
Yeah.
So recite a salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So there is one surah that has a lot of math. Do you know what surah is that?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know.
No. Surah Al-Yahya. Surah Al-Maryam?
No.
Surah
Al-Baqarah.
Yeah, Baqarah.
Because it starts with Mad. Sure. Alif.
No, it's not Baqarah.
Ma'un.
The biggest mark.
Ma'un.
Biggest mark?
So Ma'un.
Surah Al-Ma'un?
Yeah.
Okay. So go to Surah Al-Ma'un.
We are.
Ma'un.
Surah Al-Ma'un, right? أرأيت الذي. There is one mat.
Surah Al.
Deen.
What's that? Deen. Surah
Al. Al-Imran. We were just practicing it, right?
Sir, sir.
There are so much.
Sir, it's a tariq.
لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
Surah
Al-Balad.
Surah Ghashiya.
No.
Surah
Balad. Surah Balad. Wa anna uqsimu biha al-balad.
Okay. Go to page, just a second. Go to page Surah Al-Rahman, page 531.
531, yes.
Yes. Inshallah, we will recite this surah, okay? We'll practice if we found any mud. If we meet any mud, we'll practice it, okay? Surah Al-Rahman.
31.
Al-Rahman. Sorry. Al-Rahman.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن.
الرحمن.
علم القرآن.
علم القرآن.
علم القرآن.
علم القرآن.
خلق الإنسان.
خلق الإنسان.
علمه البيان.
علمه البيان.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان.
الشمس والقمر بالحسبان.
والنجم والشجر يسجدان.
والنجم والشجر
يسجدان. والنجم والشجر.
والنجم والشجر
يسجدان.
يسجدان.
والسماء رفعها.
والسماء رفعها.
No, this one. والسماء رفعها.
والسماء
رفعها.
رفعها
والسماء رفعها
والسماء رفعها
ووضع الميزان
ووضع الميزان
ألا تطغوا
ألا تطغوا
في الميزان
في الميزان
وأقيموا الوزن
وأقيموا الوزن
بالقسط
بالقسط
ولا تخسروا الميزان
ولا تخسروا الميزان
والأرض وضعها
والأرض وضعها
للأنام
للأنام
فيها فاكهة
فيها فاكهة
والنخل ذات الأكمام
والنخل ذات الأكمام
والحب
والحب
ذو العصف والريحان
ذو العصف والريحان
From now on we will have Mad, okay?
So, Alai. Yeah.
We have a lot, okay? Till the end of this surah, we have Alai repeated.
This surah is big.
No, some of them will recite, okay? Thank you so much, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for being with us. We really thank IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International School Network. Yeah. Our students, our friends here. Mahdi al-Husaynan, Hadi Naqawi, Sayyid Muhammad Hadi Naqawi, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari, Minha al-Husayn Nasir, Yakhruju Minha al-Lu'lu wal-Marjan. Okay, so let's recite a salawat. Inshallah, we'll meet you again. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way? All covered up in a world that gives it all away. Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray five times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching Makassas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and his teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Okay, Sheikh Javid, since we are talking about the rules about prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei, and let me start off this episode with this question. And we all know that one of the conditions for the prayer to be valid, in fact, it's the place where you offer your prayer on, and it needs to be permissible, clean, mubah, and not usurped, yes. All right? So if it happens to be like, for example, the first question that I would like to ask you is that if you use a praying mat, which is illegally obtained, what happens to the prayer? Does it make the prayer void? Yeah. And if you happen to have, you know, have to offer your prayer on a usurped even property, what can you do? Imagine that, for example, the sun is setting and then you have to offer your prayer somewhere and then it happens to be like usurped place. where you have to offer your prayer? And this is my second question.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, not every place is usurped. You know, it's difficult to say that wherever you go, you will not find a place which you may not be allowed to pray. Mm-hmm. So you can look for a place where you are allowed to pray and which the place is allowable or mubah according to the legal terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you just said that the prayer mat is illegally obtained and mm-hmm. it's usurped. Of course, it doesn't make any difference whether you stand on the floor or on a carpet. If the carpet is usurped, it is ghasbi or it is illegally obtained, it's not permissible to offer your prayers on it. So a prayer will not be valid on an illegally obtained or purchased prayer mat. Anything, it could be a carpet, it could be a prayer mat, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, thank you for that answer. The next question would be about the jurisprudential status of, let's say, a prayer mat where there are lots of holy names printed on it, like Allah's name or the Imam's name or the saint's name or whatever, you know. And does that make your prayer, in fact, valid, or does it harm the prayer that you offer?
Well, it depends on where you stand. If you are going to stand on the name of Allah and on the names of the noble figures like the Holy Prophet, peace mm-hmm. be upon him,
yes.
It is absolutely forbidden because it amounts to disrespect. It amounts to kind of disregard to the noble, to Allah and also to the Holy Prophet and the Imams. So it's very much important to be careful not to stand on the names of those on holy names, mm-hmm. generally speaking.
Yes.
Now we do know that there are some prayer mats with Allah's name or with the names of the Prophet and Imams drawn or printed on it. So we have to be very much careful not to stand on their names. But if we are to stand, if we stand on these names, of course, it does amount to disrespect and it's not permissible. So if you stand according to Supreme Leader, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, your prayer is void. And this is a clear-cut fatwa. There is no precaution. It is the Ayatollah says that it is haram to stand on Allah's name because it is disrespectful.
Yes.
And so your prayer is definitely affected.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is the case with the names of the Prophet and Imams.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't worry.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker at the studio. We are talking about the rules about prayer according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Just before the break, I asked you a question regarding the Islamic law about standing on a prayer mat on which some of the holy figures' names have been printed, such as Allah's name or the Prophet's names or the Imams. But what about the muhr, the piece of soil that Shias usually carry with them because it is clean, you know, and then they offer the prayer by having their forehead, in fact, laid on it, and then they offer the prayer usually in prostration on that muhr. And it happens to be like some of the names... printed on it. Does it have the same jurisprudential status as the prayer mat, or it's something different?
Yeah, it is different because the name embossed on the turba or ingrained on the stone or the turba you are not going to stand on the turba. You are going to place your forehead on the turba.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you are not going to put your head on the on that surface or on the on that side of the turba which is, which bears the God's name or the names of the Prophet. Even though it's not forbidden, it is still permissible to do such that on that.
It's not even reprehensible?
It's not reprehensible either, you know. It's still permissible, but it is, you know, better according to the religious authorities to do such that on the smooth surface of of the turba.
So why do they, in fact, print such things on the moor?
You know, the reason is as is unclear. No one suggests or says that you have to do it in suit. Adding God's name or that of the names of the Prophet and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam does not, you know, has not been recommended it to be added to the turba.
Yes, of this course. Is one of the wrong cultures, probably.
Yeah. Nowhere have you, nowhere are you able to find any text or any riwayah which would suggest you or call you to do this.
I see.
But people, you know, out of their own, you know, like and dislike or mood,
I see,
choose to add these names.
Okay. How about the Islamic law about praying or offering your prayer in front of the Imam's shrines or the shrine of the Holy Prophet?
Well, Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah grant him long life, says that it is not permissible to offer your prayers with the grave of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, or the grave of an imam behind you. This is the fatwa you can find in his book, the Manual of Islamic Laws. So if it is in front of you or you are standing by there, at the side of the grave, there is no objection. But if you pray with the Holy Prophet's grave behind you, immediately, with no barrier, no wall, no chamber, and the grave is behind you, so it's not permissible, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Of course, the prayer is void, because it's a kind of disrespect. Yeah, it amounts to disrespect. So you have to be careful not to stand with your back behind, with your back towards the grave of the Holy Prophet.
What if somebody makes a barrier?
If there is a barrier, like for example, a curtain is there or a wall is there, which prevents seeing.
I've seen some people putting a chair, for example, behind them as a kind of barrier. Does that make a barrier?
Yeah, you have to look at the. This is a matter of common sense, you know. You should see whether in common view, it's considered, it's still considered disrespect or disrespectful or not.
Right.
You know, if in the in common view, if in the eye of custom, it is still considered to be disrespectful, of course, it's not permissible.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your contribution to the program Islamic Laws with me and the rest of the crew here on the program Islamic Law on IRIB English Radio. We say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Keep us in your du'as and prayers.
This is IRIB English Radio.